place, and the radio wasn't working, and all the engineers and physicists at NASA suggested this and suggested that, and finally one engineer said, oh, damn it, hit the thing.
The thing I will never forget was one of the, I think it was the first journey to the moon, and there was a press interview which was conducted by radio, and someone asked the astronaut what bothered him the most about the flight. He said, this was built by the low bidder.
Mm-hmm. Good thought, okay. When we were running through the numbers the other day, I accidentally left out a couple, which I want to do when I'm in a hurry. The number after 26 is?
27.
And after 69?
70.
Okay. And a type of number. Sometimes you might think you get your good luck a little at a time, but your bad luck comes all at?
At one time?
Or using one word, all at?
Once.
Uh-huh. And if you didn't do something once, you did it two times as many, you'd
twice.
Be, that's it, okay. That gets all the numbers anyway. What I will do is run as quickly as possible through this so that it doesn't take up your entire day. If you meet someone during the early part of the day, what do you say as a greeting?
Good morning.
Okay, how about if you met someone after 12 o'clock?
Most likely, hi, hello, how are you? There are any number of conventional phrases that could be used, but I'd be just a little bit, I don't think they're used sufficiently. You could say good afternoon, good evening, but it would be a little bit stilted.
Would you
because use? It's not in normal usage in this area.
Would you use evening for that early part of the day, say between noon and 3?
I don't think of evening that way.
Mm-hmm. When do you think of evening?
In the evening, when it gets dark.
Okay. And what do you normally say?
Well, any time toward that time, when it is getting dark.
What do you normally say when you're leaving someone in the daytime?
So long.
Okay. Do you ever say good day?
Rare occasion, yes.
Is that for greeting or parting?
Parting.
Okay. What would you say in leaving someone after dark? Parting.
Good night.
Okay. And if a man had to get up very early in the morning and start work when it was still dark, you'd say he had to start work before?
Daybreak.
Another word? A word with sun in it.
Before sun up.
Okay, and if he continued working until the sun had gone down, you'd say he worked until?
Late in the evening.
One word.
Evening, night.
Well, as opposed to sun up, he worked until?
Sundown.
Okay, good. And every now and then, I've got to throw in the principal parts of a verb. If the sun had already come up, you'd say the sun has already
risen.
Yesterday, the sun.
Set,
using
rose.
The same. And tomorrow the sun will
rise.
Okay. And today is Wednesday, so Tuesday was
yesterday.
And Thursday will be
tomorrow.
Good. If someone came to see you, not the previous Sunday, but the Sunday before that, when would you say he came?
Sunday before last.
And if he's leaving not the next Sunday, but the following Sunday, you'd say?
Sunday after next.
Okay. And if someone stayed with you from about the 1st of the month to about the 15th, you'd say he stayed how long?
A couple of weeks.
Do you ever use the term fortnight?
No.
Is it ever used here?
Only as an affectation.
Okay. And if you wanted to know the time of day, you would ask me?
Do you have the time?
And then I would look at my
watch.
Okay. And if the time was midway between 7 and 8, you'd